Final matter that we have is the admission of attorneys on motion. Those attorneys in the room who are fortunate enough to become members of the Ohio Bar without taking the bar exam. And there is a process for that, as you all well know. And we're here to acknowledge a group of you at this point in time. We have a process by which the sponsor, the person presenting the applicant, comes forward to the podium, introduces him or herself, and tells us just briefly, first of all, where you are in the practice of law, essentially who you are, and just a little bit about we have read the details of each of you, so if you would just remind us in the briefest fashion, because one of our justices is the honored guest of honor today at an event in which she's to be the speaker, and she is opting to stay to see each of your shining faces here being admitted to the bar. So we'll ask you to keep the comments as brief as possible. And with that, the first presenter is Bruce E. Johnson. Good to have you here, Bruce.
Thank you, Chief Justice O'Connor, members of the court. May it please the court. My name is Bruce Johnson. I was admitted to the practice of law in 1985. I currently serve as president of the Inter-University Council in Ohio. I would like to present to you Richard Reagan Dandridge Allen, a candidate for admission to the Ohio Bar. He practices in Enid, Oklahoma. He graduated from the Franklin Pierce Law Center and the University of Missouri. He practiced in Oklahoma and in Texas. It is my observation through his personal and professional career that Reagan exhibits outstanding moral character and integrity. Reagan will be an outstanding member of the Ohio Bar.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. The next presenter is Kevin McElvire. Help me, I may have mispronounced that.
All right. Good afternoon, Chief Justice O'Connor and Justice of the Supreme Court. My name is Kevin McIver. I am the chief of the opinion section within the Office of the Ohio Attorney General. I am pleased to present Stacy L. Bennett for admission to the Ohio Bar this afternoon. Ms. Bennett serves as the Attorney General's business counsel. I've had the privilege of working with Ms. Bennett on a variety of legal matters. She is a highly competent attorney. I am confident that she will uphold the standards espoused in the rules of professional conduct as they have been adopted by this court, and I believe that she will be a worthy addition to the ranks of attorneys admitted to practice before this court. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Harold Williams.
Morning, Chief Justice, Justices. My name is Harold Williams. I'm an attorney with the Legal Aid Society of Cleveland, and I'm the managing attorney of the Consumer Law Practice Group there. I take great pleasure in recommending moving the admission of Michael Burler to this bar. Mr. Burler came to our program as a pro bono volunteer. His work has been excellent. He's been very industrious, creative, and conscientious in what he's done. He's shown leadership. I have every confidence that he'd make a fine member of this bar.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. Next presenter is Kimberly Hensley.
Good afternoon, Chief Justice O'Connor and Justices. My name is Kimberly Hensley. I am an attorney with Nationwide Insurance in Columbus, Ohio, and I'm managing counsel for the Employment Law Practice Group of the company. And today I am presenting attorney Linda Burwell for admission to practice in the state of Ohio. I have known Ms. Burwell. She served as outside counsel for the company, and I've worked with her on legal matters, and she is extremely expert in her field and also of the highest professionalism. I believe she will represent the state well with her endeavors in the state of Ohio. And we have also worked together through our work with the organization NAMWOLF, which is the National Association of Minority and Women-Owned Law Firms. She's extremely committed to the profession in all facets, and I think she will do an excellent job.
Thank you, Ms. Ensley. Next is Martin Suchak.
Good day, Chief Justice O'Connor and justices. May it please the court, my name is Martin Suchak. I'm an attorney also at Nationwide, formerly at the Ohio Attorney General's office. And coincidentally, I did work on the Barberton Rescue case when I first came out of law school myself, just to show the age of that case.
We'll want to talk to you when this is over.
Off the record, of course. I'm here today to be the presenter for Attorney Chris Cowan. Chris Cowan and myself both worked at Nationwide a few years back. He's been working as contract counsel for Otterbein University. I've become close friends with Chris, both running and fishing, doing other pursuits. I believe that he's a very high moral and professional character. I believe he's been a great attorney, and from the stories I've heard in previous practices in other states, as well as from what I've seen here in Ohio. And he's already been registered as corporate counsel, and I think he would be a great admission to the Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Suchak. My information indicates that Benjamin Parsons is not here. Is that correct? And Gregory Kirsten is not here. Then the next presenter will be James Stone King.
May it please the court, my name is Jay Stone King. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Bordas & Bordas in Wheeling, West Virginia. And it's my pleasure to be here today with Michelle Marinacci. Michelle was admitted to the West Virginia Bar and has been practicing for 13 and a half years. She worked as a law clerk for Justice Benjamin of the West Virginia Supreme Court. She practiced law in Charleston, West Virginia, and she's been with my firm in Wheeling for roughly a year and a half. I've worked closely with Michelle. I can tell you that she's bright, she's honest, hardworking. She's an asset to the West Virginia Bar, and I know that she'll be an asset to the bar here in Ohio. And so I'm very honored to move her admission today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Stone King. And the next presenter then is Richard Stewart.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chief Justice, Justices. My name is Richard Stewart with the law firm of Colombo & Stewart out of Morgantown, West Virginia. I've been a member of the Ohio Bar since 1978. I'm here today to move the admission of Darla Mushett, who is an attorney with a law firm out of Wheeling, West Virginia. And I've had the privilege of knowing Darla over the years. She's been practicing for six-some years in West Virginia. She's a fine, outstanding member of that bar, and it is my great privilege to move her admission today.
Thank you, Mr. Stewart.
Thank you.
The next presenter is Paul Perry.
Good morning, Chief Justice O'Connor and Justices. I'm here to present Megan O'Dell. My name is Paul Perry. I'm with the firm of Miller, Canfield, Paddock & Stone out of the Cincinnati office. I'm presenting Megan O'Dell, who's an attorney with our Troy, Michigan office of our firm. She's been my colleague at the office since 2008, where I've worked with her regularly on a number of cases, both bankruptcy cases and state court cases. She's not only very knowledgeable and competent in her area of practice, but is highly professional and will be a credit to the Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Perry. The next presenter is Stephanie Bell. I'm new at this.
Good afternoon, Chief Justice O'Connor, members of the court. May it please the court, my name is Stephanie Bell, and I am an associate with Goldberg, Persky, and White in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm here to present Charles McClay. Mr. McClay is a shareholder with Goldberg, Persky, and White, and I've had an opportunity for about a decade to work closely with Mr. McClay. He's a very diligent, knowledgeable, hardworking individual. He's taken a law student fresh out of law school and imparted guidance, wisdom, and quite a bit of information, so I think he'll be a very worthy addition to the Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Bell. We hear you have a good basketball team over there. Next presenter is Thomas Sullivan.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chief Justice, members of the court. My name is Thomas Sullivan. I'm a senior associate at the Kitch Law Firm in Toledo, Ohio. I'm here to present Kimberly Pendrick, who is a principal at the Kitch Firm's Detroit office. Kim joined Kitch in 1991, and while working full-time, finished both undergraduate school and her law degree, and has been practicing law with that level of dedication and diligence in Michigan for over 10 years. She will bring that dedication to Ohio, and I'm here to present her without reservation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sullivan. Next is Chad Sizemore.
May it please the court, my name is Chad Sizemore. I'm an attorney with Montgomery, Rennie, and Johnson in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm here today to move Carrie Rhodes Reith to the admission of the Ohio Bar. Ms. Reith is an attorney with the law firm of Siegel, McCambridge, Singer, and Mahoney in Detroit, Michigan. She and I have worked on numerous cases together. We currently have two pending in the Hamilton County Common Pleas Court. I believe she would make a fine addition to the Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sizemore. And to the final presenter is Jonathan Lippert.
May it please the court. My name is John Lippert. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Smith, Rolfes, and Skovdal out of our Cincinnati office. It's my honor to be here today to recommend Emily Smith for admission to the Ohio Bar. Over the past several years, Emily and I have worked on several cases together with me serving as local counsel in Ohio. And it's through those cases where she's displayed her competence to practice law and as well as her good moral character. And because of those experiences, I do recommend her for admission. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lippert. Now, I don't believe we've left anybody out. If we have, stand up now or it's too late. All right. At this point, we will have Justice Cupp administer the oath. Oh, we probably should do that first. I'm the one that usually makes the motion, so we're ready for a motion to approve and admit.
I move that we admit the attorneys.
Is there any objection? If not, you're all approved, and the final act for you is to each of the applicants to come forward, stand where the marshal shows you to stand down here, and Justice Cupp will administer the oath of office.
In administering the oath to you this morning, I will use the word swear. However, you may use the word affirm if that is your conviction. So please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, and state your name.
I, Chris Charles McClay.
Hereby swear that I will support.
Hereby swear that I will support.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of Ohio. And I will abide by the Ohio Rules of Professional Conduct.
By the Ohio Rules of Professional Conduct.
In my capacity as an attorney,
In my capacity as an attorney.
And an officer of the court.
An officer of the court.
I will conduct myself with dignity and civility.
I will conduct myself with dignity and civility.
And show respect towards judges.
Show respect towards judges.
Court staff.
Court staff.
Clients.
Clients.
Fellow professionals.
Fellow professionals.
And other persons.
And other persons.
I will honestly, faithfully, and competently.
Honestly, faithfully, and competently.
Discharge the duties of an attorney at law.
Discharge the duties of an attorney at law.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
We welcome each and every one of you to the Ohio Bar. This is a ceremony that we do not take lightly, and you should know, I apologize for hurrying up your presenters, but we have read about each one of you. We don't approve every application that we receive. We try to make sure that the people that we are accepting under this process will be excellent contributing members to the bar in Ohio. We look forward to your participation in the practice of law in this state. We welcome you here today, and congratulations on your admission to the bar. Marshall will adjourn the court.